Okay, so we've got a poster this afternoon entitled The State of Gender Parity in Soil Science. This is not a pedology talk. This is not really even a soil science talk, it's a society talk. I didn't know where to put it, and as the chair of pedology, I knew that it would be accepted in this session. So we have a captive audience. I know many of you in this room. I recognize many of you from yesterday evening at our networking session. So what we want to do with this poster is start a conversation and look at the distribution of men and women in soil science. Many of us have a perception of the percentages of male and female colleagues in our discipline, but we didn't know the numbers. And so that's what this poster attempts to do, is simply look at the data. So Dr. Marianne Holmes, when researching in the geosciences, stated that parity begins when the percentage of faculty and professionals within the discipline more or less matches those who major in geoscience. That's what she was studying. So I'll just put that out there for something to consider. So the poster has a tremendous amount of data, tons of figures, and I'll just sort of give you a glimpse into some of the areas that we focused on. This is Soil Science Society of America membership, as you can see here. 6,000 strong, about 27% female. If we take a look at soil science faculty in the United States, these data were collected from 74 universities that offer undergraduate and graduate degrees and or graduate degrees in soil science. You can see overall about 24% female. We broke it down by discipline. And you can see within your discipline, everybody's probably in this room, many of you jumping towards pedology. You can see the percentage there. I'll point out soil biology as one that is about 50-50, so that was unique and that was coming out within the data. We also looked at faculty rank and geographic distribution of faculty, so I encourage you to go to the poster to take a look at those figures. We collected data on soil scientists in the federal service. So those that classify as 0470 soil scientists, there are about 877 of them when we collected the data, about 26% female. And then if you take a look by agency, there are some differences. Most soil scientists are employed by NRCS, followed by ARS and the Forest Service. The Forest Service, as you can see, is about 40% female, 60% male. And so last night as I was trying to put this together, yes, last night, I made the poster well in advance, but the talk, you know, these things are harder when it's 5 minutes. I got a tweet that said, congratulations to our new officer team. So these are undergraduate students, students in agronomy, soils, and environmental science. And as I was putting this together, this picture spoke volumes to me. So on the left, bachelor degrees awarded in 2014 based on an NSF census. And graduate students in soil science, master's and PhD students. All the data sources are on the poster. They're available for everyone to take a look at. If you have suggestions for additional places for us to look, other questions to ask, please join the conversation. And so with that being said, we offer no conclusions. We simply want to present the data, explore the data, look at it with us, and start a conversation. And so that is the goal here. As you can see, we had 20 authors. There are about 12 in attendance at the meeting. Hopefully we'll all be roving around the poster, chance to interact. If you want to get involved with this group, it's not really a group, it's just us who emailed a lot together to come up with this poster and collect these data. There's an envelope that you can tuck your email into, or just let me or any of the other authors know while we're there. This is a snapshot of the poster. You can't read it now. 4 to 6, it'll be there. And if you are unable to make it to our poster, it's available on the website there. You can send me an email if you want to get that email to you. Yeah, John. 1016, near 1014. So I think we're all in that same strip. You'll see us. We'll be there with bells on. So I encourage you to come check it out. All right, thanks.